I don't know. I mean, I'm worried about it.
Oh,
but
no.
He's just a typical Bammer.
You're worried about it.
He said, I think Auburn's going to win. Why do all the Alabama fans always like to tell the Auburn fans that I think Auburn's going to win? I mean, we're playing the number one team in the country.
No, you're
team,
not.
A team that smoked Alabama, put 40-some-odd points on y'all last year.
Now, do you know how ignorant you sound right now?
Tell
me,
Steve.
I just want to let you know. They smoked Alabama last year, yet the score was 45-40. 45-40, but they smoked Alabama.
Smoked them.
Okay.
Tore up that defense. I thought that was the number one defense in the country ever since Alabama's been.
Matter of fact, it was the number one rush defense in the country last year. You're exactly right.
So why do Alabama fans want to say, I think y'all going
to
win?
Well, you know, we're trying to build you up a
little
bit, Rob. 35-33. We're trying to build you up a little bit, Rob. Make you happy. Make you happy. You know, we don't want you to be so negative.
I ain't happy about it at all.
But, you know, Rob, I'm going to tell you, this is a type year, Auburn. You don't know what's going to happen. Tonight we'll know. Now, if I'm just a regular guy sitting here thinking, looking at facts and figures, I think it's going to be ugly tonight.
See there, that's the point. I don't like I don't like listening to Alabama fans talk stats and statistics and who's going to win, why are we going to win, why are y'all going to win. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your opinion about Auburn football.
Well, you're going to.
Got an hour and 55 minutes.
I don't
think
you can stop me, Rob.
How big are you?
Hey, come on. I don't think you can stop me. And I'm going to tell you something. Auburn's got a good offensive line and a good defensive front. There's something to be said about that. But I just don't think they can match up. I mean.
We've got three good quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know. Just
they got one super quarterback in the Cam Newton type class.
J.J.?
No, I'm talking about Clemson. And God bless J.J. Hey, J.J., you're a loyal guy. Montgomery's still proud of you.
Yeah, we are. Carver is.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of him, too.
Did Carver beat J.D. that year? He was a senior.
Yeah.
Must have been a close game.
When J.J. was there, they almost went all the way. I think they lost to him, the quarterfinals?
Yeah.
So, hey, just some big news. ACA shut out Bullock County last night. St. James beat
Catholic. Is that? That doesn't prove anything. Bullock County,
hey,
they ain't got
killer,
nothing.
The infirmary back there, get him a Midol, and then get him one of them little cotton products because he needs it bad.
Go ahead and go down the
list.
I
believe the man's fallopian tubes are clogged up this morning. I'm about tired
of hearing. Did St. James beat Catholic?
Yes.
Finally, they're out of the hole.
Yes,
they got stomped on last week by MA. Major upset.
Enterprise beat Prattville. That's pretty. Man, you want to talk about getting beat. 50-14. Talisley beat Hanley. Let's see. Montgomery Academy beat Beulah.
Yeah,
Brantley beat Kingston. Highland Home beat Elwood. How can you not beat Elwood? If you don't beat Elwood, poor Elwood.
Who won between Otago Academy and Edgewood?
Otago Academy and Edgewood. Let's see if I have that here, Rob. I don't have it.
What do you mean?
It ain't on.
They didn't play, Steve. It was a forfeit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, why didn't you say that?
They forfeited and had to pay the school or pay the board $2,500.
I don't care.
Bunch of ninth graders.
Poor. Edgewood's getting humbled now.
Mm.
Hey, Hooper won.
I think we're 3-0.
No, you might be, Rob.
Yeah, we are. I keep up with the Colts.
You're 2-0.
We count the first game. It was a practice game.
No, it's 2-0, Rob. Macon East beat Crenshaw Christian. Hey, South Montgomery County Academy gets first win in 3 years.
Who'd they play?
North River.
Oh, good. That's a big one.
Lounge Academy won. They're 2-0.
Good.
That Lounge Hooper game's gonna be a good one, isn't it, Rob?
That's good. I'm
down
glad. Lounge
hey, down
came
in
back.
The Power Pig neck of the woods, Monroe Academy 28. Marengo Academy 14.
Monroe Academy is bad to the bone.
Hey,
that'd be Jeff Davis.
Big C's old school. Fort Dale 27. Wilcox 7. Pike Liberal 48. Abbeville Christian 12. Springwood 21. Evangel Christian 14. Let's see, Rob. I think your Vols won. I'm trying to give you some info, buddy. It's pretty bad this morning. I admit, I'm tired, folks.
Well,
I'm wore out.
You stay wore out.
What are we doing, killer? We are I tell you what, Killer don't talk, but he's a deaf mute and he knows how to do sign language.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Folks, it's a slow day, but it's college football. That's right. Auburn and Alabama crank it off tonight. Who's going to win? What are we going to do? If you want to be a part of the show, call us 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area. 1-800-239-9544. Rob is being ugly this morning right here on Cast and Blast Outdoors.
Amidst grips, barrels, and stocks, entrenched within pins, bolts, and hammers, are stories of personal security, exercising a right, or just the joy of the hunt. For the peacemakers, the caretakers, the huntsman, or the hero, firearms, ammunition, and accessories to assist you in living your American dream are available at Capital Pawn Shop.
Hunting season has arrived in Alabama, and there's only one place to go for all your outdoor needs. Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters. Small or large, they have everything you need to bag your game of choice. Guns? No problem. Over 3,000 in stock. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and even the most sophisticated ARs. If you're looking for hunting supplies, don't go where they specialize in selling tennis shoes. Go to Walter Craig, 1201 Northeastern Bypass, or call 396-5297. Walter Craig, your hunting headquarters.
Deer season is around the corner, and there's no better time to join QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association. QDMA is a nonprofit that promotes deer hunting and wildlife habitat. Membership is $35 a year. You receive 6 issues of Quality Whitetail Magazine, the first and only magazine to focus exclusively on whitetail herd and habitat management. And as a bonus, you'll receive a QDMA logo cap and a killer grunt call to bring that big buck in next season. Become a member of the greatest whitetail organization out there. Go to QDMA.com and join today.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273 and check out their website at nationallandrealty.com.
Hey folks, this is Jody Wolf from American Oak and More, and we'd like to invite you to shop us during our Labor Day sale, where everything in the store is 50% off the top tag price. Living room, dining room, bedroom, juvenile, home office, entertainment consoles, and outdoor furniture.
Everything in the store is 50% off the top tag price. Shop the Labor Day sale now in progress.
We will be closed Sunday and Monday to spend time with our family.
So hurry in now and take advantage of the Labor Day sale. Mattress and accessories excluded.
Well, I've been saying for over 20 years.
You don't pay on fake money, so don't sell on fake wood.
Good morning, Alabama.
How'd you sleep last night?
You deserve a good night's sleep on the best mattresses at the lowest prices. So let us teach you how to buy the right mattress to improve your life. This month, purchase a King or Queen Jameson mattress and get an adjustable base for half price. That's right, half price. And for the little ones, we have Alabama-made bunk beds starting at only $249. With 24 months interest-free financing, your best night's sleep awaits you at Wolf Boys Bedding. It's the better sleep sale at Wolf Boys Bedding, next to American Oak and More.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
Labor Day is the biggest sale.
sale weekend of the year and a budget of Montgomery. The Labor Day sell-a-thon starts today.
I am here with Matt Parson, managing partner of Budget Car and Truck Sales. Matt, you always mention that you say no to nothing and yes to everything. What does that mean?
Well, Darius, it's Budget's goal to accept any offer. Just make us an offer. We'll say no to nothing and yes to everyone.
What if my credit doesn't shine?
And if your credit doesn't shine, you'll be fine. Only Budget Car Sales has lenders that offer 100% credit approval. Guaranteed.
100%?
That's right. We have lenders ready to say yes.
Talk to me about your dollar down sale.
If you want a car, it's a dollar down. If you want a truck, it's a dollar down. If you want an SUV, it's a dollar down. If you want a compact, it's a dollar down.
Budget of Montgomery, open Sunday, located at 61 Mendel Parkway, just off Atlanta Highway next to Fraser Church, or online, buybudgetnow.com.
$1 down.
Oh, wow.
Where are the big fish? Where are the big bucks? The big gobblers, the quail, and whatever game life that's in season. Let's find out from the guys who know. Steve Long and Rob Newman on Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Good morning and welcome back. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors this beautiful Saturday morning. Appreciate your time. Folks down in Evergreen and Monroe, will y'all give us a call at 1-800-239-9544. You Montgomery local folks and Macon and Bullock and Pike and Lowndes County, y'all give us a call, 240-9230.
You know, Rob, I was doing a little traveling this week. I went all the way over to Selma and picking up Sports Radio 740 strong and clear, brother. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you're out there when hunting season kicks in, if you're going to be on the dove field, if you're going to be in the woods, in the shooting house, check us out on iHeartRadio. Just when you go to iHeart, it's going to ask what station. Pull Sports Radio 740, have your earbuds in, because you know, just want it. You don't want it jamming in the shooting house, right, Rob?
No, do not want it jamming in the shooting house.
That's right. So iHeartRadio, you can hear us worldwide, worldwide. And Killer, I believe we're streaming on the Sports Radio 740. So pull that up on your computer, and, man, you can hear us on your computer. So
nice.
Smartphone, computer, in the car, at the house, at the beach. You can be in Italy. We actually had a guy call from Italy once. We've had somebody call from Argentina. We've had them call from out in the Gulf of Mexico. So, hey, be one of those folks.
Why not?
That's right. Let's go to line one and talk to our buddy Chuck. Chuck, what's up, Chuck?
Just another day in paradise. It's just been kind of rough today, though. I didn't get no good report Thursday on my procedure, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, man, I heard a little bit about it. You're fighting a little bit of a sickness there, and it's something that needs to be taken seriously. And but, Chuck, you know, we're going to pray for you, and I believe you're going to be okay.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I don't think anything can whip you.
I got enough appointments for the next 3 weeks. Something will happen.
Yeah, now tell us what the situation is. What you got?
I got about a 2.5-inch tumor on my pancreas that they found while I was in the hospital, and it's malignant, but he said it probably started out about as big as a mustard seed. It's been there about 12 years, he says, it takes it to grow that big. It's not the spreading kind. It's a very rare cancer, and they're going to try to shrink it without, you know, operating on it. But if it don't, they're going to have to operate on it and cut it out. But
Well,
they're going to take care of it. So.
Yeah, we've got some good doctors here. I mean, I've got a brother-in-law that's sitting up there in Jackson Hospital. He's in his 50s, had a massive heart attack Wednesday, and they still got him. They hadn't closed him up yet, but he's going to make it. He's going to make it. They didn't think Wednesday night, but that, I mean, they split him open, took his heart out now of his chest, and redid him all with new arteries, you know, pulled arteries from his legs, and put it back in, and they've kept him sedated. And